You know, one of the more amazing things is that you were born, you were a sickly child, weren't you?
Right. Yeah. I still remember until today that two summers or three summers in a row, I had to go to take mineral baths or special treatment, exercises to keep my back straight. Otherwise, I would be a garb.
You're 100 years old, Victor.
Yes.
Did you ever think that you were going to make it to 100 years old?
No. The life I went through, full of risk. If I would be very religious, I would believe that I'm really getting help from God. I managed remaining in good health, which proved when after the war ended, I was perfectly able to go swimming and skiing, and I live a normal life.
It's amazing. I'm speaking with Victor David. Victor David is 100 years old, and he tells an incredible story in his testimony about his experience going back to from the time he was a child in a town, I guess, that they call Lviv now?
Lvov,
okay.
Lviv is in Ukrainian.
Ah, okay. And
Polish.
And so you started out in southern Poland, but this is an odyssey that brings you through many countries.
I believe it's sheer luck, because in 1941, when the Germans occupied Poland, I was working, managed to speak pure German, and working with the young German, he mentioned to me that if I remain there, I will not survive. And he heard that the Jews in Hungary are living free. If I could manage to escape there, I would survive. I found a way, and I managed, and I did escape to Hungary. The Hungarian language is completely different than others. I can't describe myself. I learned very fast, and I learned there until 1944, when the government was overthrown, and the pro-Nazi government came in. And this is when 80% of the Jews in Hungary were sent to that camp. I was arrested too. Was sent to a different, was different train, because I had documents that I'm not Jewish. I'm Polish. I managed with one more person to escape from this train and jump out. I fell badly and I fainted, but he found me, helped me. I was for him a positive, because I spoke perfect Hungarian. And I had some money hidden in my behind. So we managed to get back to Budapest.
Victor, it's, you know, what amazes me about this is one of the things, and you write about, you summarized your Holocaust survivorship in four things. One was you were strong, and that was because you'd started out life as a sickly child and worked very hard to get strong. The second one was your knowledge of languages. Now, you have an incredible facility for learning languages quickly.
It's true. I manage almost 8 languages.
How much did this help you survive?
99%.
And you said courage was another thing that you had, and also just luck?
Definitely. This is what is amazing in me, because normally people believe we'll pray by praying every morning, whatever religion. I never prayed, and I survived while other religious people passed away.
At some point, you did have to hide your Jewishness.
In Hungary, it was no problem. Afterward, when I escaped to Romania, I was sent to a camp. There, I was hiding that I'm Jewish. And afterward, the war ended. I decided to escape to Palestine. So when I went to Austria, I could tell them that I'm Jewish. And luckily for me, I do manage the languages very well. I spoke perfect German. This I believe is one of the things that really saved my life by learning the languages and using the languages.
Try to think back to when you first discovered that the Germans were killing Jews just because they were Jews. How did that make you feel?
The only feeling was to find out how to escape, how to live.
It's really hard to understand what kind of terror that would be.
when the Germans came to Puerto Rico, and every Jew had to work. So I started to work physically. And they told me that I might survive to the spring, but no longer. And they told me they heard that the Jews in Hungary are living free. If I can get there, I can survive. Hmm. So those days I already lived with my uncle and his wife. And I told them, they said they're ready to escape with me to Hungary. So I approached the driver, and again, because most Jews mix Yiddish, Jewish language, with German, which is not so pleasant for the Germans. I didn't speak Yiddish at home, so my German was pure. And I was quite friendly with the driver.
Yeah.
And he told me that he will not take the chance of the driving to the border, and I'm young. If I go at night, I can survive. And that's what I did.
Victor, are you angry about what happened to you?
No. Why should I be? Anger doesn't help. It makes me happy. And I was so proud that I was going to a Jewish high school. There were 38 boys. Out of 38 boys, three of us survived.
Three of you. My God. So what would you like, International Holocaust Remembrance Day, what would you like people to remember and think about on this day?
What I would like to do, but it's impossible. It's not the character of a person to treat each one equally.
You want to remind people to treat everybody equally.
Right.
Yeah. Victor, thank you for so much for telling us your story. I find it absolutely fascinating and terrifying. And I wish you many more years of continued health.
Yeah. Okay. Be well. All the best.
Be well. Thank you, Victor.